With anti-Semitic violence on the rise nationwide, Massachusetts has tripled security funding available for religious and community institutions. Governor Charlie Baker held a ceremonial bill signing Monday with legislative leaders, members of the Jewish Community Relations Council of Greater Boston, and faith leaders from several religions to announce $1 million more funding for the nonprofit security grant program. State Senator Eric Lesser of Longmeadow was at the bill signing. He spoke with WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill.
It's a grant program that we had helped get set up in 2018, which provides grants to nonprofit organizations, schools, places of worship, community centers that are at risk of hate crimes or at risk of violence based on religion or any other type of hate crime or terrorist violence.
And so how will this funding be distributed then?
So the money will now total $1.5 million because $500,000 was initially appropriated by the legislature in the regular FY19 budget, and now an additional $1 million has been added in a supplemental budget. This $1.5 million fund will be administered by the Executive Office of Public Safety. Organizations can apply through a grant process to the Executive Office of Public Safety for these funds, and the funds are to be used for security enhancements. So that could mean things like physical improvements to the buildings, new programs to enhance security protocols, security infrastructure, that type of thing.
And obviously, this is timely, given the circumstances that we've seen of late with the anti-Semitic attacks and attacks in violent attacks in houses of worship.
Right. So the program was originally put together in 2018, and it was at that time there was still, even then, an alarming increase in anti-Semitic violence and in hate crimes, really across the board, touching all types of groups and religions and creeds and types of people. And unfortunately, we've only seen those increase, and the severity has gotten only worse. So it was a somber ceremony today, because while we were appreciative of the support, appreciative of the new money, and certainly the organizations and the houses of worship that were there with us at the ceremony, we're grateful for the support. But, you know, frankly, all of us wish that this was a program that wasn't necessary.
And it had bipartisan support, obviously, in Massachusetts between the legislature and the Republican governor.
Correct. It had bipartisan support. And again, it's connected to a very real trend that has been documented. The Anti-Defamation League of Massachusetts has documented not only an increase in hate crimes nationally, but also an increase in Massachusetts. And I think oftentimes we look on the news and we say to ourselves, oh, this can't happen here or this can't happen in our state. Well, the documented increase has been in Massachusetts as well. And so really today was about uniting in common purpose to say we are better than that, and we are a good place with good people, and when we are faced with adversity, when we are faced with a threat to any of us, it is a threat to all of us, and we will all work in common purpose to fight back.